The Chena Flood Control Project was activated this morning to divert high water on the Chena River from flooding Fairbanks. Project manager John Shockey says dam gates were partially closed as of 3:30 this morning.
The project maintains control over 1,500 square miles of watershed above the dam that we can pinch off at the dam site and regulate to prevent that water from going through downtown Fairbanks.
Shockey says it's only the 20th time the dam has been used since it went into service back in 1981. High water levels on the Tanana River have been causing the Chena River to back up at Fairbanks. National Weather Service hydrologist Ed Plum says that combined with water from recent rains has caused the Chena to rise.
The second round of rain we had Tuesday night and Wednesday brought more rain to the Chena Basin, and that pushed the Chena River up to just at flood stage, basically from North Pole up to up into the Chena Wreck area.
The Chena River will drop at Fairbanks as water is drawn off upstream at the flood control project over the next few days. Rainy weather hasn't kept river levels across the region high for days, delaying any substantial relief from the flooding. Portions of a West Fairbanks neighborhood remained underwater today. Plum says the initial surge of water that came down the Tanana and Salcha rivers has pushed past, but the flood danger isn't over.
The water levels are going to remain high. We had more rain Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, and then now we're getting, you know, another 1 to 2 inches of rain, so we keep pumping more water in. So the water is going to come down, but then kind of fluctuate up and down, and so we're not going to see a dramatic drop.
Plum says the main flood surge on the Tanana is now hitting Nenana, and flooding is reported there. The city docks are underwater, and some buildings have been flooded. The Alaska Railroad has suspended train traffic due to submerged tracks in the Nenana area. Plum says reconnaissance flights have provided views of a vast area of floodwater covering the Tanana Flats. High water across the region continues to threaten roads. Several secondary and subdivision roads have been damaged in Salcha and Fairbanks. State Department of Transportation spokeswoman Meadow Bailey says DOT personnel surveyed the region's major roads for trouble yesterday.
Work crews inspected all of the bridges and major culverts in the interior on the state roads. There was some minimal damage found, and they're dealing with that as they discover it. All highways are still open, though, and we're monitoring the roads and responding to any reports that we have of damage and trying to fix those right at the time.
Bailey says updated information is available at 511.alaska.gov. She encourages people heading out on trips to check on the status of roads. The forecast calls for continued rainy weather into the weekend.